The Tennessee State Fair opens this weekend at Nashville's fairgrounds. It's an arrangement that has become mired in controversy. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the fair's organizers feel they're being squeezed out as the city also attempts to accommodate a racetrack, a flea market, a soccer stadium, and a new public park in a tight space.
The head of the State Fair Association hasn't minced words about the fairgrounds. John Rose says the fair is losing a big chunk of its parking this year to redevelopment, and he's dour about the fair's ability to expand there. However, Rose says a deal struck 95 years ago requires Nashville to host the fair.
You know, if Davidson County wants to change that deal, then it's incumbent upon them to make restitution for taking our home.
Still, there are reasons for the fair to move. A consultant's report a year ago said the site is one quarter of what's needed for a successful fair, and that it needs easier interstate access. A state panel has begun looking for a new home. Meanwhile, the fair's contract with Nashville is now up for renegotiation. Fairgrounds official Scott Wallace says he wants those talks to succeed.
Yeah, I'm full steam ahead of, you know, and the people here are full steam ahead of keeping the state fair here.
And Wallace notes that fairgoers won't see a difference in the attractions, at least this year. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.